Amen. You believe that this morning? Every promise. Hallelujah. You may be seated for just a moment. We're so glad to be here once again this morning and thankful for the Lord's mercy, another day to serve Him, another day to worship Him, honor Him, let Him have His way, let Him use us to proclaim His unfailing words of promise to our generation. It's an honor, isn't it?
Yes.
Amen. So this morning we're excited to have our brother Robert Marrero with us. His father is with us also, Brother Jose. Where's he at this morning? No way, Jose. No, there he is. God bless you. It's so nice to have you with us. And so he hails originally from Puerto Rico, as Brother Eli as well. So he's done lots of missions work over the years, and we've actually been in services together unbeknownst in Mexico many times, no doubt over the years, because he's come to be at meetings, and we've been invited to minister a few times. So we finally get to meet one-on-one, and we're so thankful that they've made the sacrifice to come out to be with us this weekend. So Brother Robert is the pastor of the church in Brooklyn, New York. And I believe his congregation is streaming this morning. They had a brother that was going to minister, and he had a medical issue. Had to go into the hospital for some tests, so they decided to, in lieu of having the service, to go ahead and hook up and stream this service this morning. So welcome. God bless you. I guess we're a few thousand miles separated in physical distance, but we're seated together in heavenly places, and we're so glad that you're with us this morning. So Brother Robert's wife wasn't able to make it on this particular trip, but he said that there'll be a rematch. So his wife will, Lord willing, will be able to come out and be with us again at a later time. But we just, we love them, and we appreciate their sacrifice to come all this way to share what's on their hearts. And we look forward to whatever the Lord has for us this morning, and we'll pull on the word with everything that's in us, and we will leave blessed. We will say, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked with us along the way? Brother Robert's daughter is a gourmet chef. So I said, and she's part of working for this kind of high-end dessert-type company. And she's part of opening some of these new facilities in different places in the world. He said that she's quite the gourmet dessert chef. So I said, well, I don't think one of those bakeries exists here in Tucson. I think that need to come out our way, right? He was sharing with us last night that he likes to go, you know, he lives in New Jersey, comes across onto to Brooklyn, to the church, and he likes to go real early in the morning, and he says he'll stop at a bakery where right across from where the bread has just been baked and the bagels. And of course my mouth's watering just listening to what he's talking about. And first the gourmet chef and now this, right? And he said that he would pick up a bunch of it and bring it to the church, and then the team that assists with running the sound and worship and what have you at the church, they'll have a little breakfast there on Sunday morning. And I told him, well, don't tell the church here, you know. it might increase the attendance, I don't know. But anyway, it's wonderful to be a part of the family of God, and we're grateful to meet more of the family of God as we go along, and just knowing that we're all fighting the good fight, and to know that there are others out there that are fighting the same good fight, that are plugging away, doing what God has called them to do. So it's just encouraging, and we thank the Lord for these opportunities. a bit of sad news this morning for us anyway. My uncle, David Baker, went on to be with the Lord yesterday. And he was almost 92, so he'd be 92 in April. And so if you, after you've had all your prayers for all of your needs, if you wouldn't mind just bringing our family before the Lord, because there are those that, you know, as we've said many, many times, it doesn't matter whether it's expected or not. It's it's an impact on the family. So if you would just lift up our extended family in prayer, we'd appreciate that. Amen. Are you ready to hear the word this morning? He counts the stars as our brother Robert prepares to come this morning. He counts the stars, one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees each sparrow that falls. Amen. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. He knows my name. Would you stand? Every move that I make, every tear that I cry, He knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. Well, I know I'll be just fine. My name. You believe that? Amen. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life. But I know in whom I have believed, and He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, He knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. Well, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. Yes, He does. He knows my name.
Oh, I don't know how to play with these toys. I always have problems back there at home, and everybody yelling me from the back. And so I don't know. I'm not a technician. I'm not a computer expert. And sometimes my niece, that one that prepares the sermons for me, and, you know, she gets everything ready. But I'm just a person that don't know how to deal with that stuff. But anyway, praise the Lord. It's good to be here. Amen. Like I say, it's good to be a child of God, saved by His grace, by His amazing grace. It's good to know the message of the hour. It's good to know that the love of Jesus Christ reach out to each one of us. You say, how, Brother Robert? He said, well, you're here recognizing the message of the hour, the message of grace, the message of escape, because God had mercy on each one of us. Man. You know what? We should be the most grateful people on the face of this earth. I know sometimes that believers that I know of, that they always walk in. Excuse my a couple of minutes. I already got emotional. They're always down in the low parts of the valley. Brother Brandon said a Christian is always on a mountaintop experience. It doesn't matter what comes along. You could be sick. You could have a hard time at work. Whatever it is. That doesn't take your Holy Ghost experience out of your life. When you have the Holy Ghost, it doesn't matter what comes down your way. It doesn't matter what comes down your road. You love Christ, you're going to be happy. You know that Brother Brandon said that God meant his children to always be happy. Now you say, how could this be when we get sometimes trials? My friends, we got to look above all those things. You all need to be tested. You all need to be tried to see if you're genuine. And believe me, the devil is very good at it. He is your accuser, his good adversary, said Brother Branham. Oh, he's going to bring you to a test to try to prove to God that none of you are Christians. That none of you got the faith that you claim to have. Anyway, I don't want to keep you standing a long time. I'm just emotional that I'm so glad. You know, the title of this tabernacle is Divine Love Fellowship. And it goes along with the testimony of your pastor, because he is such a sweet man. His wife and some of the folks that I ate with yesterday, sat down a little while, we had fellowship. I'm so glad. You know what? Every mile and every plane transfer and every walk to this place, it's worth it. Just to see children of God that are standing in the right way for Jesus Christ. And my wife sends greeting. I'm pretty sure she's crying online now. But she couldn't come. And she said, oh, next time I got to come. And she said, oh, I should have come. But sometimes you meet with things in life that you had to accomplish and do things. But she said, next time she's going to come. But meanwhile, you could all save a seat here for me and just put my name, because I'm part of this congregation. I want you to know. So you have a new member. So also my father's back there. I'm so glad that he is traveling with me. And he's a believer for many years. He is actually my baggage handler. So I'm glad that he came along and we had such a great time of fellowship. But, you know, after all the commercial, I think we should get to the word. Praise the Lord. And I thank the musicians. I would like to get into the word of God this morning. Also, I send, my congregation sends greetings to each one of you. They are streaming online. You know how's the devil when you're going to do something for God and he tried to go and play games? So, actually, one of my deacons, which is my song service leader, he's supposed to speak for me this morning. So yesterday he had a little issue and his heart was racing and they admitted him to the hospital. So the congregation is without a preacher. So I said, you know what? Shut down the building and let them stream. Let them enjoy the fellowship here. So he's in the hospital. He'll probably be out today. But just pray for him. And also I want to mention, please have Brother Ron Spencer in your prayer. He's going through so much, but he is such a brave soldier of the cross. There's every moment that I think about him, I want to pray for him, and I pray for him. Please, I ask you to join me in prayer for Brother Ron Spencer. To me, he's been a friend of mine and his father, Charles Spencer, for many years, and some of the Fraser family. And since I was a boy preacher, I've been preaching this message close to 40 years now. And when I was 18 years old, now, like Brother Brandon used to say, when he was 55, Brother Brandon found himself to be an old crank, he said. Now I'm an old crank of 55. So, and then people been a wonderful children of God, a true soldier of the cross, like Brother Ron Spencer. So, please, I ask the prayer for him. Any place I go, I want to ask prayer for him. And we are all the bride. We're all one body. And we could all feel for each other. So praise the Lord. I would like to get into the word of the Lord. I don't want to get you tired. And I would like to read out of the book of Hebrew. And excuse me, I'm not just a swell educated study person. My reading level is a sixth grade reading level, so don't expect me to use all these swell and kind words, and I don't know how to use that. I'm like Brother Branham. I just do the best. Brother Branham told us to be ourselves. So after all these years of preaching and back and forth, I still get nervous when I get in the pulpit. I'm just like, I'm preaching for the first day. So that's the way I am. I love my Lord. I have respect for my Lord. And I don't think that the pulpit is a place of entertainment. I think it's something that is in the fear of the Lord. And I think that it is a serious business of every man that steps inside a podium. Because Brother Brandon said, you're going to answer God at the day of judgment what you said to God's sheep. So, and I want to thank also Brother Baker for his trust, giving me his pulpit to bring you the word of the Lord and his kindness. Like I said again, he is a scholar and a gentleman. And I really appreciate him. I'm so glad that I'm having fellowship with each one of you and with the Baker family and Sister Baker. So I'll leave you all my address. If you one day pass by New York, you're more welcome to fall in and join the family. So let's go to the word of the Lord. Now, I'm going to keep you standing long. If you let me talk, I'll talk you to death. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 10:21 says like this, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and our body washed with pure word. And we know that Brother Brandon said that the washing by the water is the word. The word cleanses us. It tells us how to walk, how to live, how to love. So if we don't listen to that, we're not a believer. 23. Let us hold fast in the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful, that promise. Amen. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Amen. So what God's children does, they love each other. Because the Spirit of God is full love. It's not hateness. It's not envy. It's not you're better than I. It's not that this church is better than this one. No, that's not the Spirit of God. That's an evil spirit. The Holy Spirit, Brother Brandon said, that never puts down another child of God. You respect and you love God's children. Amen. You respect each other. You respect your pastor. You love your pastor. You love each one. Each one of you love each other. That's if you claim to be bride. And I know one thing I tell you, in heaven there's only one spirit. It is the Spirit of God. And you almost have that spirit. Because if you don't get the Holy Ghost, nobody, Brother Brandon said, nobody that does not get the Holy Ghost will be there. Praise the Lord. 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. 25. Oh, this, a lot of people have problem with the 25th. They think that they just could stay home and hear tapes. I love to hear tapes, but I love to go to church. Why? Because Jesus went to the synagogue. What was the synagogue? Church. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhort one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sin. And with this, after that, we'll read the rest of the scripture. I don't want to get you tired. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I am so grateful to be amongst a fine group of people, Lord, that loves you that receives the Holy Ghost. Father God, I'm so glad, Father, to be in fellowship here with our beloved pastor, Brother Baker, Father, and his congregation and the family here, Father. Lord God, I pray that you may have the preeminence, God, in this service, Lord God, and that you may move amongst us, Lord, and speak to our hearts. And let us know, Father, the things that you want us to know, Father. For we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ that you may take control of my mouth, my heart, my conscience, my mind. I yield my body to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen and amen. You may be seated, church. Praise the Lord. Now, we are living in a very hard, trying times. Brother Brandon said that towards the end of the journey of the church, the word of the Lord was going to be attacked in many ways by the devil. The devil is the kind of a person that he wants to have you deny his word. But God has true believers. God has a bride. God has children that has been baptized with the Holy Ghost. God has children that dwell in his presence day and night. And there is no one, there is no devil, there is no man, there is no denomination, there is no devilish spirit that can tell God's children elected by God differently from what they believe. Now, you may say, Brother Robert, I want to know, what is your subject today? In humility, I tell you, because I'm not much of a preacher after close to 40 years. I'm just want to be myself. Brother Brandon told us ministers to be ourselves. Don't try to be something. I'm going to tell you a little Kentucky slander, like the way Brother Brandon used to say it. Don't try to be something that you ain't, said Brother Brandon. And there is one thing in my life that I never try to do. And I told my church many times, and if you will ever go back on some of the videos in my church, I always say something. I'm nothing but a child of God saved by his grace. So I'm just going to be myself this morning. I'm going to be what God wants me to be. So praise the Lord. My subject this morning is only the born again elected can receive the knowledge of the truth. Only the born again elected can receive the knowledge of the truth. Otherwise, you will not receive it. If you're not born again, you're going to go to church. Probably your pastor, Brother Baker, is under the anointing and he is preaching and he is giving you the best that God has given him. He goes into his study and he goes down and be God under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and he studies the word of God under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But if you're not a believer, the Holy Ghost could come in your pastor through the studies, and many a times you're going to fight it. I met people in life, and people that used to go to my church, and people that I met around the message of the hour, they always had a problem believing everything that the prophet messenger has spoken. Now, there is a reason why they cannot receive it. The reason why they cannot receive it is because they're not born again. And it has to do something with their election. Because you must be elected to receive the truth. And if you're not elected to receive the truth, it doesn't matter how much the preacher could jump and how anointed the preacher is. And if he jumps from this side of the pew and he jumps from the other side of the pew, you will never receive it. You will never receive it because you've never been part of this word. But if you're a child of God, hallelujah, by election, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, every time you go to church, You're going to amen that word. You're going to love that word. Why? That word and you, you and that word have a relationship because you and God are one. When you become a Christian, you get married to the word. You get married to Christ. And there is a love affair. The world, the people that's not called doesn't understand why is your weird love affair towards God and church. Because I met people that they've been in this message a long time. And they find it such a struggle to get up Sunday morning and just go to church. And sometimes pastors need to be reminding people, Sunday morning, there is service. Sunday morning, there is service. But when you're part of this word, the pastor doesn't need to remind you. Brother Baker doesn't need to remind you that there's service. Oh, my. You have a clock inside of you. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes my clock don't ring, Brother Baker. And sometimes I get up early at 5:30 in the morning, Sunday morning, to go to church. People have told me, Brother Robert, why you get so early into the church building? Because I find in my heart that I need to meet God before I go out to the congregation. I feel in my heart that I want to be in church and start that anointing, that relationship with God. So when the people come, I'm already oiled up. Sometimes people think that the pastor is the only one that needs to get oiled up. No, my friend. Sometimes people think that Brother Baker or many ministers are the only one that needs to get anointed. My friends, it's not the preacher only that needs to get anointed. Brother Brandon said, the church, the laity needs to get anointed. You cannot receive the word if you don't get anointed. So this has nothing to do only with the preacher. The preacher is not the only one that's the church. You're supposed to be the body. You're part of the ministry. You're part of this assembly. You're part of the word. When the pastor preach, you got to pull that word out of him. And how you do it? You put your heart, you put your soul, you put everything to the service. In that moment, you don't know what else is going around you. Do you know one thing? That your mind is set on the word. This is the only way you're going to learn. This is the only one you're going to grow. This is the only way you're going to get born again. This is the only way you're going to get a change of body. How can you get a change of body when you sit in church and fight the word? Sometimes people go to church and they find the word offensively. They say, wait a minute. He says something. He must have known something in my life. I had a sister one time that said, Brother Robert, you spoke everything this morning about my life. I don't know nothing about the sister, but the word does. It had nothing to do with the preacher. The important one here is not the preacher. The preacher is just a tool that yields in the presence of God. God needs a mouthpiece, and that's the man of God behind the pulpit. But if you go to church and you don't get anointed, and you don't get under the same spirit that the pastor is in, wait a minute, do I really need to get into the same spirit that the pastor is? Yes. Yes. To be able to receive everything, everything that's coming out of this pulpit. For your soul to be eating the goodness and the taste of God in the Holy Ghost, you must come under that same anointing. You must all get oiled up too. If you don't get oiled up, you ain't got nothing. I don't know. But when I go to church, I always get something out of church. The same message that I preach teaches me how to live. There is not a such a thing that the message is only for the laity. It's sometimes the message that I'm preaching is boiling me up. I say, Lord, you're hitting me so hard. He said, well, Brother Robert, you're supposed to have a Who said that the preachers were perfect? Who said that the preachers are perfect? I never, folks, and I want you to listen. Don't you ever let a man of God stand in the pulpit that's called a man of God and tell you that he is so right. He is a liar. I always stood up in the pulpit. This is one thing I told my church. I'm a man full of mistakes. I'm a man full of mistakes. And I need your prayer. You know what I used to love about Brother Branham? Brother Branham admitted the same thing. Remember, I was talking to Brother Baker, and this always impacted my life. How Brother Branham, being God's prophet, anointed under the Holy Ghost, Brother Branham will dare tell the Branham Tabernacle, I want you to pray for me because I have a complex. How many heard Brother Branham say that? Because I have a complex. Well, any preacher today in the message will say that. Oh, I had dare say that from my pulpit. I know the people will think, then why you are a preacher? I'm a preacher because he elected me to be one. Hallelujah. It's not that the church elected you. The church could vote it, but it has to be the will of God. Praise the Lord. Listen to this very carefully, church. I'm going to jump here to the first quote. I always got to be watching my watch. And so don't worry, if I keep you here for 2 hours, it's fine, right? Amen. Long as it's the word of God. Praise the Lord. No, I'm not going to do that. Now, in the Smyrna church age, Brother Bannon says here, if you are a true seed, I wonder how many true seeds are here. How many are true seeds? Now, remember the subject. Only the born again elect can receive the knowledge of the truth. If you don't receive it, you cannot grow to the stature of a perfect man. Impossible. If you go to church and you find that message to be so harsh, you got a problem. Here goes the pulpit. Here goes the pulpit. Get on your knees until your life changes. Amen. Just do like that man in the cornfield. Lord, if you don't give me the Holy Ghost, when you come back, you'll find my bones laying here. That's the purpose that you must have in your heart. That's the only kind of people that will be changed. Now, Brother Ben says here, if you are a true seed, you will hear that word. If you are a true seed of God, you will hear that word. Oh, my. One thing I tell you, every time I sit down and I listen to the most simplest thing in the message, hearing my prophet, it impacts my life. I want to change more and more and more. I want to be like Christ more and more and more. I want to have love of God in my life more and more and more. Why? There is a deep that calls to the deep. If you are a true seed, you will hear that word. The Spirit will baptize you into the body of Christ. Oh my. I don't have no doubt that any of the folks here want that in their life. If you are a true seed of God, then you are in the receiving mode. There is no devil. There is no false preacher. There is nothing that can ever separate you from this word that's been preached by God under the anointed prophet. There is nothing that could push you back. There is nothing that can make you doubt, because you're a child of God. By election, you will receive the word. You will live the word. You will become the word. Hallelujah. 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 I want to read this again. I love his word. Don't you? You know, a lot of people just read the message like reading the newspaper. Nah. Every time I read a portion, I get emotional. My father was trying to fall asleep in the plane. He couldn't. Because I'm over here with my thing in my ear. And I'm reading here. And I'm unemotional. I'm going. I have my tablet. Oh, my. I was about to have a revival in the plane. The pilot will probably have to call down. Hey, we have a nut job in the plane. I'm over here hearing with my thing in my ear. Why? The word does something to the believer. How can you hear that word and still stay the same? You can't do it. It'll change you. It'll motivate you. Sometimes I get up and I'm on the blues. How many gets up sometime in the morning and you're on the blues? Oh, I'm being honest only. You don't get those blues in the morning as you get up and you need God to motivate you that morning. Your body is aching. You had a rough day before. You met all the demons in the street that'll cut you short. You had the demons in the store that'll curse at you. Oh, we have that in the north. You folks are lucky you live by the mountain. I got to deal with the worst demons you could ever deal with. With the worst drivers you could deal with. Between both states. Thank God I live in the side of New Jersey, but New Jersey is the same thing as New York. Both Democratic place that are horrible places. Anyway, listen to this. The truth, see, you will hear that word. The Spirit will baptize you into the body of Christ. Filling you, what it does, filling you, empowering you, hallelujah. Don't you want to get filled, empowered? So when that guy tries anything, you know what they call him, the devil, your testimony, just your testimony will make you overcome that devil. You know that what makes the devil flee from you? Everybody think because you yell at the devil. I've seen hypocrites that yell at the devil and the devil never get away from them. But I've seen believers that got the Holy Ghost and had a testimony in their life. When you got a testimony, it's because you got the Christ living in you. It's because you got the Spirit of God in you. And the devil is afraid to get next to you. But if you are just a church pew goer, a church goer, and all you do is just go to church and you sit there on the pew and there's nothing motivating you, there's nothing changing you, when you meet the devil, he's going to laugh at you. He said, look at that hypocrite. You're right. He's just a church message goer. You see, I don't want to be a church message goer. I want the message, the spoken word of God to be living in me. There are many devils that we got to deal out there in the field. You want to get filled. You want to get empowered. You want the Holy Ghost every single day of your life. You want to make sure when you go out to the street, you go out with a smile. You have no worries. When you get the Holy Ghost, it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what comes along or what goes across you. You know that you are an overcomer because you have been elected to overcome. Hallelujah. Oh, I hope I get to that part today. Listen to this. Filling you, empowering you, and what next? And, could y'all help me read? And you will receive the word for your day. You will receive the word for your day. Thank God that I'm a believer. Thank God for his grace, for his amazing grace. Thank God that you looked upon me, Lord. From the lowest part of the world, you elected me to be your son. You elected me to go to heaven. You elected me to recognize your word. Boy, if you are a believer, filled with the Holy Ghost, your smile should be from here to here and from here to here. Why be sad? Only the lukewarm, they're always sad. Always those that are in the valley and they don't have the strength to get up. They don't have the strength to go to church. Sunday, oh, church again. But if I don't go, Brother Baker is going to say something about it. Why will you worry about Brother Baker, what he said? I will worry what the scripture said. Don't forsake to congregate. You know, there are a lot of people that believes in portions. They believe certain portions of the message. They believe certain portions of the Bible. But when it comes to congregate, if they could erase and white out about going to church, they will do that. I don't know how can they live in peace. You see, how can you have a relationship with Jesus if you don't go to church? Jesus is waiting for you. He's waiting. He said, you know what? I'm waiting for the Selena family to come to church so I could hug them and tell them how much I love them. I'm waiting for this family, for the Baker family to come, so I could give him my Holy Spirit, so I could have relationship. You know that God wants to have a relationship with his children, Brother Bannon said? God wants to have a relationship with you. But how can God have a relationship with you when you push him to the side? You cannot push God to the side. You need to have a real relationship with him. Every moment of your life, every moment that you live, you need to love Christ, look for him, worship him. Sometimes you have people that decide to have a protest when they go to church. They sit like this. The pastor is preaching. I've seen people all like this. Not even an amen. I call them church protesters. And when the song service is going on, no song, just like this. I hope the rapture is not that day. I want to make sure that I'm ready. Every hour, you want to make sure that everyone here is ready. Every moment, you do not know what's going to happen outside that church building. You don't know what's going to happen. He said, oh, Brother Robert, Brother Brandon talked in the morning that the rapture will be in. You know, a lot of people are ignorant about that. I'll tell you why. Everybody talking, oh, Brother Brandon said in the morning, okay, how big is the world? Okay. Brother Baker, what time is it here? What time is it in New York? What time is it in Tokyo? Nobody knows he's coming. Brother Brandon said, not even the angels. Not even the angels of heaven knows it. Brother Brandon said, God don't reveal everything to his prophets. How many heard Brother Brandon say that? So you want to be ready every moment. You don't know if he's going to come for you. Maybe this moment. Maybe when you're in church and you're mad at the pastor, that's the rapture comes and you stay behind. I hope that don't happen to many folks. Oh my. You know something? When I was just a young kid, listen to me, young people. When I was a young pup in the message, 17, 18 years old, I had a little issue with another member of the congregation. I'll tell you why. Because I was, according to him, I was too joyful. I was too much of a screamer in the church. So, one time, when the service was out, he met me outside the building. He said, Brother Robert, I know you're a young person. Soon enough, when you get this child thing experience, and you won't be shouting like that no longer in church. I'm 55 years old, and my shouting got worse. Guess what? And those criticizers are in the world. When worship bothers you, you got a devil on you. When you hate that neighbor next to you, or that child, or whatever it may be, to shout, hallelujah, to shout, glory to God. Still gives me boobs, my brother Robert. Well, you better get boobs on here because you're going to get boobs on in hell. And the problem of it is, Brother Brandon said, is that preachers don't preach too much about how hot hell is. I do. In my church, I do. I tell my congregation, hell is very hot, so all of you repent and get to Christ and start going to church. Right. It's not because I don't love them. It's not because I hate people. Could I mention just this? This is not about me. It's about Christ. I don't want you to think that I'm trying to put this on me. I've been accused of being too bold. Well, didn't God say to Joshua, be bold? Okay? They don't even understand what the word bold is. I want to be that because I want to get God's children to heaven. I'm pretty sure that Brother Baker wants to be sometime or all the time bold and tell you what's wrong because he loves you. You are God's sheep and he's responsible for you. So never come to church with an attitude problem. Like I tell my people, if you go come with an attitude problem, stay home. Stay home. My father's there. Here, go ahead, man. They say, just turn around and go back home. I told my people, I better not catch you in the building with an attitude problem. Because that ruins the service. You know that? Somebody with a bad attitude ruins the service of God. Come on, people. I'm not trying to be something that I'm not. That's not the message. I'm not trying to put this on me, on my flesh. I'm just trying to help the people grow. I just want you to grow. I want everybody around the message to grow. It's not about me. It's not about Brother Baker or any preacher in the message. We're not the greatest thing. We are brothers like you are. You know what preachers are? Servants of the people. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. Feeling you, empowering you, right? Hallelujah. Listen to this. Lean not unto your own understanding. In Phoenix, Arizona, in 1965, I want to read a short paragraph. But a man that's born of God is of the seed of God. So how you know that you are the seed of God? You're born again. You obey the word. You and the word have a relationship. You and God have a relationship. The word controls you. You don't control the word. I never want to use the word. I want the word to use me. Hallelujah. If you stand up or any preacher or anybody and you want to control the word, you got a wrong spirit. You got a wrong spirit. I want him. I want his voice. I want his word in my life to motivate you, to motivate me, to make me grow, to change me, to fill me, to change me. Give me my body change. I want to become this spoken word, C word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. But a man that's born of God is of the seed of God. And, oh, this is great. And the seed of God. And, could you all help me read? The seed of God is what? Is the word. It is the word of God. And he only, and he only lives by that. That's his life. Now, do you want this word inside of you? In your heart? In your soul? In your minds? In your conscience? Controlling you? Telling you how to live? Telling you how to walk? Telling you how to love? I sure want that. That's the only thing I want controlling my life. Nothing else. If something else control your life, you got the wrong spirit. I'm sorry to tell you that. And we have a pulpit here, and we have God on the mercy seat, the bloody mercy seat, still here. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. Praise the Lord. You know, I told many folks, I'd rather go to church and confess my sin and make it right with God while the mercy seat is still here. Once Brother Bannon said, when the rapture comes, none of us will be able to run to the mercy seat and ask for forgiveness and get washed. Brother Bannon said, the white throne of judgment is called the white throne of judgment because there's no more mercy. He said, why is it called the white throne of judgment? There's no more blood. The mercy is done and gone. And a lot of message folks are wasting their time. I don't want to waste my time 1 minute. Listen, young people, don't worry about what they say to you in school. Whatever goes around you, never look towards your friend as an example. Look at Christ. Look at the brothers in church. Look at your pastor, the way he lives. Listen to me. You know, I left school when I was 14. I want to say this to the young people to help them. I left school when I was 14. You know why I wanted to leave school? And my God, my dad, he actually accepted it. I don't know what he saw, but I was surprised that he agreed. You know why I left school? Because God was already dealing with my life under an experience of the Holy Ghost. And every time I look around in school, I saw evilness. I saw devils. I saw everything. And I wanted to be right with God. And you know what I used to do, young people? I used to go to one of the stairways out by the hallway, at the end of the hallway. And I used to go into a small step. And I used to go pray there in school when I was 14 years old. You don't see many young people do that. But it's the election of God. The protection of God over his seed, over his children. Because God had a purpose with my life. God has a purpose with your life. He had a purpose with your pastor's life. He has a purpose with you young folks. If the time is longer, some of you young men will be the next preachers. And some of you sisters will be probably some of the pastor's wife. So you live the best for God. Hey man, you don't listen to that stinky devil. Forget about the modern entertainment. I know of the great people have gotten mad and left, and they say, oh, this church, there's no entertainment. They have said to me, I said, but the greatest entertainment that I know of is Jesus Christ. The greatest entertainment that I know of is having a camp meeting in church. Hallelujah. It's having a reunion where the Holy Ghost will come down and fill the people. That is the greatest camp meeting, the best meeting that you could ever have. Hallelujah. That's what I want. That's what you should want too. Listen to this. You Christian, when you're born again, you cannot you cannot be born again lest you have been elected to be born again. Now you see why people go to church and they have a problem getting the Holy Ghost, living a holy life. They could spend 20 years in church, 40 years in church, and they still the same hypocrites. Brother Brandon said in a message that I was reading the other day, he said, once that word leaves that podium and it reaches down to where that fertile ground is at, that person, if he is elected of God, and if there is a seed of God inside of that person, the seed word that leaves the pulpit and strike that seed inside of your heart, there is going to be an explosion. There's going to be a new birth. There's got to be a change. There's got to be a different life that lives inside of you. You can never be the same person. You cannot go to church and be the same person. You cannot be the same hypocrite person. You cannot be. Why? The seed of God, the life of God, is in you. And God is not a hypocrite. He was the most perfect example. He was the most lovable person that I ever seen. It's God. Listen to this. You cannot be born again unless you have been elected to be born again. For no man can come to me except my Father draws him. And all that the Father has given me will come. Amen, Brother Brandon said. Amen. So if you're here this morning and you're sure in your heart that you are a child of God, you should say, amen. 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 I'm a child of God. Amen. I'm going to heaven. Amen. I got the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm going to the millennium. So, why be sad? Why act like the lukewarm? Why walk like a believer that doesn't have Christ in their midst? A shallow God always walk in victory. You may have a tear coming out because of your trial, but this is the attitude of the believer. I'm going to this rival. Praise God. I know he's going to deliver me. That's how believers walk. That's how a man and a woman in fire for God walks. You're going to go through the trials. Don't believe that you're not. You are going to go through trials. He gives you that overcoming power. He gives you that satisfaction. That you could turn towards the devil and you tell the devil, you could try it again. I'm victorious. Give me a couple of minutes. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. In the message, lean on to your own understanding again, paragraph 40. Listen to this. So when a person says he have the Holy Ghost, I'm pretty sure you've seen that around the message. Thank God I got the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. So that means if you got the Holy Ghost, are you going to fight the word? Are you going to go to church, sit in church, and your pastor under the anointing, and you're going to fight what he's preaching? You know what is that? You want me to tell you what is that? Brother Brandon told us it's resisting the Holy Ghost. And you're on dangerous ground. And he said, you better be careful. When the pastor is under the anointing and the anointing of the Holy Ghost is here, you better be careful what you're thinking. Because your minds are being recorded. Oh, I'm pretty sure people must be going like this. Jesus, how many times I thought that Brother Baker was this? He said that because of me. And he said that. No, brother. Stop the ignorance. Stop following the footsteps of the devil. Follow what God says. Obey what God says. Listen to this. So when a person say that he has the Holy Ghost and says something contrary to the word, it shows that ain't the genuine Holy Ghost they got. Glory to God. See, it may be a ghost. This is William Renner talking, not me. Sorry. It may be a ghost. Brother Brandon said here, I wouldn't dispute that. But it isn't the Holy Ghost of Christ. So you got some other ghost. So God help you. There's so many, how many demons out there? How many devilish spirits out there? How many spirits of confusion? If I want one ghost, it's got to be the Holy Ghost. I don't want nothing else. I want His Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will always lead you the right way. It will never point you something outside of the Word. It will always bring you to the Scriptures. It will always bring you to the message of the hour. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. Glory to God. I wouldn't dispute that. But it is in the Holy Ghost of Christ. Now, many a times, they take one another's spirit. You know that Brother Brandon said that churches have spirits too, right? So that we might point in like a group of a man or a certain thing, but it won't point to Christ. But the Holy Spirit always point to Christ. Hallelujah. Will always point to Christ. That's the only place I want to get pointed, my friends. That's the only place you want to get pointed. There is a lot of spirits in this day. There is a lot of spirit, but it's not the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Not every man that you see gets up on the pulpit. It is a man that is called by God. I'm sorry, I've been criticized by this. I know that Brother Brandon said, if you feel a call of God to preach the word of God, but they have taken that out of contempt. I tell you why they have taken that out of contempt. It's because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't belong in the pulpit. First of all, if you're not called to preach, you don't belong in the pulpit because you're going to confuse the people. Amen. If you're not called and you just want to become a preacher because you want to be seen, hallelujah, you're going to imitate every preacher in the message. I've seen preachers imitating each other, one snore like a horse and cannot breathe, and the other one cannot breathe. That's not God. That's yourself. Brother Brandon said, listen to me. Don't do that. He said, if you're called by God, you're going to do the works of God. If you're called by God, you're going to humble yourself. No preacher that have the Holy Ghost imitates another preacher. I myself want to be what God had called me. Brother Baker want to be what God called him to be. Hallelujah. Humble, simple. As I was praying back there, you know what was my prayer to the Lord? I felt that like a new preacher today. I have almost 40 years preaching this message. And I still think of myself that I'm no good. You say, why, Brother Robert? That's the way I feel. You can't take that away from me. It's not that I'm doing anything wrong. It's just that my heart is humble. It's just that my heart wants to please Him. It's that my heart, my flesh, doesn't want to get in the middle of the Holy Ghost speaking to the public. I want to yield myself so that God can use me. Every believer should be that way too. Not only the preachers, you folks that go to church. Now, I want to say this. How many elected here? How many have been called? One, two. No. So how are you going to serve God? Come on, let's make some noise now. How are you going to serve God? You're going to serve God with all your heart. You're going to serve God with all your might. Because you, every person here, have recognized that you have been called by God. You're going to serve Him. You're going to love Him. You're going to live this message the right way. Hallelujah. If you're not, my friends, young people, young, old, whatever it is, here goes the pulpit. Here goes the pulpit. Here goes the podium. Come to God. Repent. Change. Be the man and woman that God wants you to be. Never be what you want to be. Be what God wants you to be. And when you are what God wants you to be, then you know that you're born again. Then you know that you have met God. Then you know that you have a relationship between you and God. God bless you, my friends. Could the musicians come? I want to say something here a minute. I'm just trying to be a gentleman here too. I don't want to get you tired. But I also want to say what God has in our hearts. Amen. There is that song. Amen. Song leader, let the worshiper arise. I want to say something here as the brothers come in to sing a song. If there is something in your life that is wrong, you don't want to waste your time. God is so wonderful. He is so amazing. He is what His word said that He is. He loves you. He wants to motivate you. He wants you to go to glory. He wants you to be in that paradise. And I don't think that any believer, child of God, that's born of the Spirit of God, claiming to be the born of the Spirit of God, you ever want to miss your rapture. If you're not ready, make yourself ready. And how you make yourself ready? Yield to God. And recognize that you need help from Jesus Christ. He's the only one. We could lay hands on you. We could motivate you. We could preach to you the word. But it's God that does the changing. It's not any man. Brother Brandon said, no man can give anybody the Holy Ghost except God. Of course, He said laying on the hands. That's the sign. Yes. But the only one that could change you and give you the Holy Ghost is called Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, I would like the brother, if you could sing the song. As we think for a moment, let the worship arise. How many here want to worship God in the Spirit? Go we stand.
Yes, Father, I see that you
raise your
drawing. Line is
search in your heart.
I want to be standing on your
find out
and holding your hand.
If you have that, what it takes to go
let
to heaven.
Kingdom come.
Hallelujah.
Let it live in me. This is my
yes, Lord.
Friend.
Thank you, Lord.
This is my king.
Yes, Lord.
Worshippers arise. Sons and the
thank you, Lord.
Sing.
Thank you for being mindful of us, Lord.
I'm surrendered.
Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for this message, Lord. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Father, I hear it growing louder. It's the song of your
hallelujah.
As a saint of every
your heart to God.
Are awakening to sing.
Open your heart.
From our hearts there comes an
answer. Give your all to Him.
Oh, hear that.
God wants your all.
This is our song. A song to our King. Let the worshipers arise.
Yes, Lord.
Let the sons and the daughters sing.
You are a son of God, daughter of God. Sing from your heart.
I'm
I want to give you my all, Lord.
To give you victory. Yes, he wants to give you all the blessings that you deserve as children of God by election, by predestination. God wants to give you his blessings, my brothers and sisters. You hold on to that word. Don't look right, don't look left. Just look towards the target, which is in Christ Jesus. He is our victory. He is our King. He is the only person that you need in your life. It's called the Son of God. God bless you. I love each one of you. We'll be here also this afternoon. But isn't it good to be in the house of God? And isn't it good to recognize that God loves you? That you know that you are part of his word, part of his election. That you are part of that royal seed of Abraham, like Brother Bannon said. God bless each one of you. We'll see you in the evening. Brother Baker, thank you for giving me this opportunity to feed the beautiful sheep. Sons and daughters of God in this auditorium. God bless you. God bless you, Brother Baker. Our pastor.